Today is the 15th of Tammuz, which is the yard site of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the saintly Chaim Ben Attar, who was born in 1696 in Morocco and left this world less than 50 years later in 1743 in Yerushalayim, buried in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. And I thought on the occasion of such a great tzaddik's yard site, we could learn several insights from this week's Parsha, from his writings in this week's Parsha, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and Parsha's Balak. I feel particularly connected to the Sefer, because last year I was zocha along with my talmidim in YU to study every week the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and unfortunately we only made it through Parshas Bamidbar. That's when the Zman seemed to wrap up for us last year. We never had the chance to learn some of the most beautiful Torahs that he has here in Parshas Balak. So I want to look at three together in the Schus of the Tzaddik on the occasion of his yard site. Again, it's been several hundred years since the Or HaChaim HaKadosh walked this earth, but his Torah is so beautiful and so relevant, and is still studied with such respect, a profound respect, till this very day, that how could we not, again, take the opportunity to tap into his holy words. So we'll begin with Parachav Gimel Pasuk Yud. Balak, of course, hires Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam, at the end of the day, is forced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say only the things that Hashem allows him to say. And as he gives his first speech, his first brachos to Klal Yisrael, Balak, of course, is very surprised. I brought you here to curse Klal Yisrael, and here you are blessing the Jewish people. But he ends his first speech, his first drasha, if you will, by saying, "Mi mana ofer Yaakov mispar es rovi Yisrael, to mos nafshi mos yeshar." Bilam davins, or he requests, "I want to die the death of the yesharim, of the upright. Usihi achrisi kamo, and I want my end to be like his." Of course, a reference to the Jewish people. I want to die like a Jew. Explains the Or HaChaim HaKadosh several explanations. Tomos nafshi mos yesharim. Again, this is Parachav Gimel Pasuk Yud. Elu divrei atzmo velo divrei ruach hakodesh. The first possibility is that this is Bilam speaking on his own. After concluding the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to say to bless Klal Yisrael, again, his first drasha, he concludes with this pasuk, a personal tefillah, a personal hope, that I want to die in the way of the upright. And these are his own words. These are not the words, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, of Ruach HaKodesh. Ah, you would say that didn't everything Bilam said, wasn't it reflected or taught to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he points out, based on the Yalkut Shemoni, Ki kishahaya rotza ledaber dvarim she'ein hezek liYisrael, when Bilam wanted to say things which were not damaging to Klal Yisrael, hay Hashem manicho ledaber asher yachbutz. Hashem allowed him to speak in whatever way he desired. And therefore, Bilam on his own davened, requested, Va'amar mos yesharim, I want to die like the yesharim, like the upright ones. Who is this a reference to? Again, according to the first explanation of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, V'lo amar kamosam, he didn't say, I want to die exactly like them, Shechozo al Yisrael, which would be a reference back to Klal Yisrael in general. Rather, Hiflig Rasha Lishol Inyan Gadol. This Rasha decided, if I'm going to make a request, I might as well ask for something rather grand, which is that I want to die like a tzaddik. She'amru zal anshe emes, because Chazal teaches us, the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us, Kabbalah reveals to us, she'esh beiz hadragos b'tzaddikim mishas misasam. There are two ways for a tzaddik to die. Again, both of these are the derech of the tzaddikim. And Bilam had the audacity to ask to die in the loftiest of ways. Why he thought he could ask such a thing is a good question. But that's what he requested here. Hiflig rasha lishol inyan gadol. He wanted to ask for something that was highly exaggerated, seemingly very far-fetched. What are the two ways that a tzaddik dies? Ha'alif sheyotzeis ha'nefesh min haguf. One is that the soul leaves the body. V'ho leches be'in masach mavdil be'in ma'akev ad makom ha'usher elyon. Is where the neshama, the nefesh, has the ability to depart from the body, to leave the body with great ease. There's no separation, anxiety. There's nothing blocking the neshama from ascending back to its highest place, to the place of divine pleasure. That is the way that the tzaddik, the highest tzaddikim, restore their souls to their creator. Beis, v'yesh tzaddikim shebiyasiyas nefesh, lo yasigu goder zeh, v'nim na'im milaches tekaf. And there are some tzaddikim that when it comes time for them to return their soul to their creator, a little bit more of an ikuv, there's something that blocks them. It's not to return as quickly, as readily, whether it's the struggle of separation from the guf, process that the neshama needs to go through before it's able to be freed from its chataim. U'misakvim adzman ma, yimiyalem eza chataim v'kadoma, and it's delayed ever so slightly for a period of time because of the sins and the like. V'afilu cheit kol shu yisov v'adavar. And sometimes, yes, even a small aveira can hold back a neshama from returning to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the optimal fashion. And therefore Bilam, again, asked here, why, again, he thought he could is a good question, but Bilam hoped, a person could always hope, he hoped that he would one day leave this world and be able to return his soul at the time of Misa, to go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yosher espanav yisbarach, to go directly back to the Creator without any separation or any blockage along the way. This was the hope of Bilam, and maybe he felt that he was allowed to ask for something so great, because after all, despite his desire to curse, he brought some of the biggest brachos, if not the biggest brachos, upon Klal Yisrael in his words. But that's not the part of the pizza I wanted to show you. Let's keep going. It could be that the words of Bilam actually were Ruach HaKodesh, and when he davened, when he requested Tamos Nafsho Mos Yesharim, he was asking, I want to die at the hands of the Yesharim. Shiargu Yisrael Kamosha Kein Haya. It was a prophetic revelation, whether he realized it or not, but he was requesting, maybe known to him, maybe unbeknownst to him, that I should die at the hands of the Yesharim, namely I should die at the hands of Klal Yisrael, v'kachava. Bilam, of course, would meet his end through the hands of Klal Yisrael. But that's still not the part that I really wanted to show you. Od Yirtza, here's the part that I think is so important for us, not that the other parts aren't, Chas V'Shalom, but this next part, his third explanation, is something that really makes us think. Od Yirtza shebi'igiu liyom ha'misa yetiv d'racha mi'maisav ha'ra'im v'so'a ivosav. Bilam ha'rasha davind, that I hope that the time will come when I'm on my deathbed, when I'm at the end of my life, when I realize my time is up. When the Yom HaMisa arrives, I want to be able to correct my ways, to abandon my sinful behavior. I want to be able to detach myself from the abominable behavior, from the to'evos with which I'm living. Ki Rasha Sheva Umos Haya. Bilam, after all, was involved in some very crude and very lowly behavior. Vasono Shahayu Lo Sochenes K'mam Ramzal. He was intimately involved with his she donkey, and there's not much that we want to talk about there. And that's what Chazal tell us, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, a very perverse individual. But in some strange psychological way, Bilam understood, as many of us do when we do Averos, that this is not the right way to live. And therefore Bilam hoped, I want to, at the very last minute, be Chozer B'Tshuva. That B'Shas Misa, I want to end off on a good note. Via Yashar Ki Yasharim Shavu'umos, and I want to at least die like a righteous Gentile. Ulavisha Amir al Mizgo, but here's the part that's so fascinating, so psychologically profound. Bilam assessed himself, he looked at his nature, and he said, you know what? I can't do this until the end of my life. Now, why couldn't he change now? Why couldn't he be a Baal Tshuva right then and there? If he recognized the truth of his sinful behavior, why couldn't he change himself immediately? He felt it was impossible for himself to correct his ways right now. So therefore he asked for something that he hoped would be in the future. That when I'm an old man and I can no longer perform my perverse behaviors and I don't have the pleasures of the world anymore, in those last moments I want to change my ways. But that's not how it works. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, I've had these conversations with people. I've seen with my own eyes. Risham Sha'amrli Beferish. People, wicked people, who've said to me explicitly, openly, Kim Hayu Yodim Shiachsu B'Tshuva. If they could change their ways, if they could be Chozer B'Tshuva, V'Teichaf Yamusu Hayosim, and they could drop dead immediately, they would do it. But the thought of being a Baal Tshuva, knowing other people are living a life of pleasure, and being able to give that up, that's too hard for them. And that's a very sad thing. These people said to the Rechaim HaKadosh explicitly, we're not able to live a life of righteousness. To die in my dying moments, my dying breath, to be able to admit that I made some mistakes, that much people are prepared to do. But to make the right choices when it hurts, in this world, in this lifetime, to know the sacrifices we make, to live a life of Kedusha, Bilam wasn't prepared to do that. Ki devar melech aleihem, because the king rules over them. Who's the king? Of course, it's a reference to the Yetzirah. Melech zakin uksil rachmana letzlan. A reference, as Kohelet says, to the Yetzirah, the old foolish king. Or as the tzaddikim explain, the king who is old and wise and fools us to make foolish mistakes. And according to this approach, he wasn't asking to die in the loftiest way, but he just wanted to, because he knew that was out of reach, but I want to at least die like a decent person. And again, this is something for us to think about. Chodesh Tammuz is a zman of tshuva. Believe it or not, the Svarim say that Tammuz is Rosh Tevos, zmanei tshuva mamash b'shem ubaim. Days of tshuva are approaching, and therefore we have to ask ourselves, am I waiting around for Yom Kippur to make a mad dash and ne'ilah to say I'm sorry to Hashem? Do I really want to make significant changes in my life, or am I waiting till I outgrow them when I'm too old to enjoy the pleasures of this world? This was the mistake of Bilam. And this is very much connected to Shiva Sarba Tammuz, which comes this Shabbos. Of course, the fast won't be observed on Shabbos. It'll be observed on Sunday, if it needs to be. One of the five events, as Chazal outlined in Tanis Chavav Amud Aleph onto Chavav Amud Beis, one of the five events of Shiva Sarba Tammuz was Bitel as a Tamid. The Karban Tamid was no longer being brought. The consistency that a Jew lives his life with was something that Bilam couldn't handle. The thought of day in and day out being a good person was something he simply couldn't bring himself to do. And that's very tragic. And sometimes we look at a rush like Bilam, we say, you know, shame on you, Bilam, but we sometimes do the same. We're waiting for the right moment to make that change that we need to make in our life. And the proper approach is not to wait till the last minute, is to have the courage and the strength to make those changes and to live like a Jew, not only to die like a Jew, or as Bilam requested, to die like one of the righteous people of the Ummah Ha'olam. That's the first piece I want to share with you. The second piece, towards the next part of his second speech, if you look in Parachav Gimel, this is in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when Bilam, in his second speech, is reflecting on God's relationship with the Jewish people, he tells us, Lo hibit oven b'Yakov. Such a beautiful, beautiful praise of Klal Yisrael. He says that Hashem doesn't perceive the oven, the sins of Klal Yisrael. Lo hibit oven b'Yakov. Hashem doesn't look at the iniquity of Yaakov, of the family of Yaakov. V'lo ra amal b'Yisrael. And Hashem doesn't see the amal, we'll explain what that means, but Pashup Shat, the perverse behavior of Klal Yisrael. Hashem alokav imo usruas melech bo. Hashem is with him, is with Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a friend of Klal Yisrael. The friendship of the king is in him. Hashem has a very unique and special relationship with us. Explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what does it mean, lo hibit oven b'Yakov, v'lora omol b'Yisrael? I'll paraphrase the first part, and then we'll just read inside the second part. He says, hibit oven. Oven refers to one's sins b'machshava. It refers to a person who sins with improper thoughts. Lo hibit oven b'Yakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow those thoughts to make a deep roshan. And the Aruch Chaim says, hibit is different than ra. Ra means to see very simply, very superficially. Hibit means to look more deeply, to stare at something, closer to l'estakel. And therefore, explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, yes, there are Jews who HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees with a re'iyah that they have some improper thoughts. But lo hibit oven b'Yakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the pnimius to be affected by that improper machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow it to make a roshem on the core of a Jew. And by the tzaddikim, lo ra amal b'Yisrael, that Hashem doesn't even ra, Hashem doesn't even see by a tzaddik, he's even able to guard himself that he shouldn't even have a machshava ra at all. So there's two levels here. Again, for a regular Jew who sometimes has machshavas raos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see the depth of that sin, he doesn't allow the sin to penetrate deeply and to make a roshem. For the tzaddikim, lo ra amal, lo ra, he doesn't even see it at all, because the tzaddik is completely freed from machshavos raos, because the tzaddik, libi chalal bekirbi, like David HaMelech said, conquered his Yetzirah completely. Okay. But then he says another pshat, and this is very, very beautiful. What does it mean, lo ra amal b'Yisrael? The word amal, again, pashup pshat in context here, means Hashem doesn't see perverse behavior by the Jewish people. But of course, amal has a connotation of amelis, of hard work, of a person who's weary and tired from putting in tremendous effort. Lo ra amal b'Yisrael, explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, gam niskavin lomar, sha'tzadikim hagam sha'osim mitzvos v'chol iskam b'torah, even though the tzaddik spends all day in Torah and mitzvos, and he puts tremendous effort into his davening, into his learning, into all the various aspects of his avodas Hashem, and he works so hard, so much amelis, you would think that tzaddik would be so thoroughly exhausted. You would think that tzaddik would need to take long breaks and long vacations, And yet the tzaddikim, who spend all day in mitzvos, in Torah, etc., einem margishim sheyesh lahem amal. They don't see it as burdensome, see it as painful, as difficult. It reminds me of an Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisavo on the phrase V'samachta b'chol hatov, where the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says about Torah itself. Torah is kol hatov. It's the greatest good of all. Ein tova l'Torah, Chazal say in Brachos Daf Hei. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes in Kisavo, in Perach Avav, in Kisavo, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes She'im hayu b'nei adam margishim v'mesikus v'arevus tuv haTorah. If the Jewish people would only understand how sweet, how pleasurable a life of Torah is, hayu mishtagim umislatim acharah, they would literally go crazy pursuing it, chasing after it. V'lo yechashev be'eneya melo olam kesev v'zav l'ma'uma. And all of the money, all of the gold and silver of the world, all of the pleasures of this world would mean nothing, literally nothing to a Jew. Ki haTorah kolales kol hatovos sheba'olam. Because Torah encompasses all of the good things in this world. Every time I share this Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I think about the explanation I once heard from Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum Shlita from Queens. Rav Olbaum explained that when a person plans, let's say, a vacation, so you're picking between a variety of experiences, but there's no spot in the world and there's no experience, there's no place that has all of the amenities. So, for example, a person may decide to go skiing, which is a great pleasure for some people, but obviously, going to a snow-capped mountain comes with cold, and it doesn't come with a nice warm day in Florida. Right? Sometimes a person goes to a particular location that has great activities, but the hotels are not as good, or the hotels are really good, but it's harder to find a proper restaurant that a person enjoys. There's no vacation spot in the world, there's no pleasure in the world that's all-encompassing. You choose this at the expense of that. And there's still plenty to enjoy, but there's nothing that's all-encompassing. V'samachta b'chol ha'tov, explained to Olbaum, and he's really digging into the depths of what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh here is explaining in Kisavo, that Torah is kol ha'tov, it's all of the goodness in the world. It has every type of pleasure within it combined, and it's our job to just see it that way. So we're turning to the Or HaChaim now in our Parsha, in Parsha's Balak, L'ra amal b'Yisrael means the tzaddikim who are busy in Torah and mitzvos all day long. They never get tired of it, they never grow weary from it, they experience such unbelievable pleasure from it. Al derech omro, like David Melech said in Tehillim, using this pasuk as a proof text for the word amel, being weary, amel hu be'enai. Sometimes a person feels that something is burdensome in their eyes, right? Even if they don't express it openly, but the expression on their face says, this is hard work. By the tzaddikim, adrava. Ka'odam hamarviach, hu ka'odam mishtasheya b'sha'ashuim. It's like a person who is living an expansive life, a very enjoyable life, and delighting constantly with all sorts of delights, the Rav Cheshkam b'Torah, because of their great love for Torah. And it doesn't, again, it doesn't cause a person to be burnt out, it energizes the person. He quotes the pasuk in Mishlei Paraches. Paraches in Mishlei is all about the beauty of Torah. Ani vina ligvura. Ani vina ligvura means, ki kesha tzadikim oskim b'Torah, umasmidim ba, where the tzadik learns Torah, and he puts a lot of effort into that Torah, Ein lehem amil be'esek haTorah. They don't grow weary from the Torah, rather adarava. Hino senes lo gvura. It gives the tzaddik renewed strength and renewed vigor. And halavai, we should be the types of people who see the Torah in the way that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is describing here. And finally, a third and final piece, just one pasuk later, Bilam HaRasha refers to the emergence of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim at the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says in Pasuk Chav Beis, Parach Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Beis, Kel motzi'am mimitzrayim, kisoafos re'im lo. It is God who took them out of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains this is a response to Balak's claim earlier in the Parsha, hinei am yotzam mimitzrayim, ki'ilu the Jewish people went out on their own. Bilam responds here and clarifies the facts. No. Anivelo malach, anivelo saraf, anivelo ashliach, anivelo klal yisrael, anivelo paro. It was Hashem himself who took us out. They didn't go out on their own. No one sent us out. No malach took us out. It was Hashem himself, Kel Motzi'am Mimitzrayim, the God who took them out of Egypt. It was Hashem who took us out of Egypt. Kesoafos Re'im Lo, according to the intensity of his loftiness. And he goes on to explain the second part of the pasuk we'll leave for now. But on the first part, Kel Motzi'am Mimitzrayim, what does it mean, Kel Motzi'am Mimitzrayim? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Motzi'am is an interesting word. Why doesn't it say Hotzi'am? Hotzi'am would imply that it was Lashon Avar. He references a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara discusses what bracha do we make on bread. we're so used to making the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem min Haaretz that we forget that according to one opinion of the Gemara, the correct bracha was Motzi, not Hamotzi, Motzi Lechem min Haaretz. And the Gemara says there that everyone agrees that Motzi is Lashon Avar. It's a question exactly of how to understand the phrase Hamotzi. Everyone would agree if you said Motzi that works. But Hamotzi, what's the Tana suggesting by Hamotzi? So the Rechayim HaKadosh says, listen, I understand from that Gemara that Kel Motzi Am Min Mitzrayim implies that God took us out in the past from Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that Motzi is Ofik Mashma, means in the past were taken out. And the Gemara there in Lamed Ches Mar Aleph in Brachos actually brings our Pasuk, Kel Motzi Am Min Mitzrayim, as proof that Motzi is Lashon Avar. However, says the Rechayim HaKadosh, if it would have said Hotziyam, it would have been a little easier to understand that to be true. Hotziyam sounds more like Lashon Avar. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu dictate in the Torah, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu cause Bilam to say, Kel Motziyam Mimitzrayim? What's derived from the word Motziyam as opposed to the word Hotziyam? Again, assuming that Pasha Pshat is that they're both Lashon Avar, but Motziyam implies something a bit more. And the Rechayim HaKadosh suggests the following. V'nira al derech omrim zal. The Gemara, the Mishnah and Pesachim tells us, b'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzim Mitzrayim. In every generation, a Jew needs to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Al kein amru yode pnimius ha-Torah. And therefore, those who understand the deeper secrets of Torah, as the Rechayim HaKadosh certainly did, and he shared with us, ki kol lel Pesach mizbarim kochos ha-kadushim me'aklipa v'nosafim ba'am b'nei Yisrael. Every year, as we come to the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Jewish people experience once again a Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are new kochos of Kedusha that are emerging from the Klipa and being given to Klal Yisrael. V'hiya b'china atzma shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's constantly a move towards Geula every year on the Yom Tov of Pesach. And that's what it means, Kel Motziyam. It doesn't say Hotziyam in the past. Motziyam, it's an ongoing process. Ki lo Yetzia Rishona Levad. It wasn't only one time that God took us out of Mitzrayim. Ela b'chol shana v'shana Motziyam k'nizkar. But every single year, and according to the Baal Tanya, as he writes in the Tanya, every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving us closer and closer towards Geula, helping us to clarify and to refine those kochos of Kedusha from amongst the klipa, from amongst the husks of negativity, and to move us closer and closer towards the divine purpose of the world. It sometimes doesn't look that way, especially on the cusp of another 3 weeks. But we hope that these days will be transformed. And we have to believe that every year, with every passing year, we're that much closer to Mashiach. With every passing day and every passing moment, we're that much closer to Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, Motzi Am Mitzrayim, constantly taking us out of any Meitzar. And Halavai, this Bein HaMetzarim should be put to an end. We should be taken out of the Bein HaMetzarim. And the 3 weeks should be transformed into a tremendous Yom Tov, which is what all the Sfarim HaKadoshim say. They are B'Pnimius and what they will be in the future. So Amir Tzashem, we should live these three teachings of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Number one, don't be like Bilam. Don't wait for the right moment to do tshuva. Don't say it's too hard to live like a Jew. It's only realistic to die like a Jew. Rather, be the type of person who decides to make significant changes in your lifetime. Number two, second, to be a type of person who enjoys the Torah, who doesn't feel burdened by Torah, but rather lo ra amal, that it's not an amal, it's not a lemelis in a negative sense, it's not a burden for you, mitzvos. Appreciate the gift of Torah mitzvos and delight in it. Enjoy it to the full potential of your full potential and the full potential of what Torah and mitzvos can be. And lastly, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day is moving us towards Geula, and every single year he's moving us towards Geula. And it's an ongoing process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us, and halavai we should partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in making that Geula a reality. So Mirtz Hashem and the Schus of the Arachayim HaKadosh on his yard site, Zechusa Yagen Aleinu, his marriage should protect us and continue to protect us, his Torah should continue to guide us, and Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zocha to see the Geula Shlema, B'mheira V'yameinu, Amen.